Welcome to Out With The Old, Young'un's podcast series looking back at 2006 to 2008's run of podcasts, which we did between August 2006 and August 2008, 100 consecutive weeks of podcasts, and looking back on them, a lot of it was detritus. And so what we're doing is we're purging those podcasts from the Young'uns on my own website, which is hence Out With The Old, and we're going to do that before we then bring new podcasts in. It's like a cleansing program, basically. It's good for the environment, good for the body. Get it out. It's like a colonic irrigation session. We are colonically irrigating the podcasts, and there's crap being spattered all up the walls of my studio right now, which is my bedroom. My studio is just a corner of my bedroom, so it's quite a gruesome ordeal, this. Unfortunately, though, they will still probably be around on the internet somewhere because they've been hosted on third-party websites, so we can't actually delete them ourselves. So those podcasts are still around. So even though we've got rid of the podcasts, they will still be around somewhere on the internet. But it's just they'll become less obvious to find. And eventually, they'll just slide down Google search results and until eventually Google stops listing them in search results. And they just become rarer and rarer until eventually they're hardly on the internet at all. They are there on the internet somewhere, but they're just dangling from a very thin web, a very thin part of the World Wide Web, just dangling there. But then they'll kind of have a certain type of value because no one will really have the podcasts. Years in the future, they will become known as the holy grail of podcasts. So what we're doing is we are looking back at the better bits from these 100 podcasts, and this is episode 3 of our Out With The Old Young'uns podcast special. Coming up, we play a game of word association, which inevitably, like all things on the Young'uns podcast, falls into disarray fairly quickly. We will be talking about a terrible, traumatic Young'uns performance. The Young'uns in the Mix returns, combining a sea shanty with dance group The Prodigy and some rapping. Sean Cooney is a film star. We'll find out about that, and we'll be abusing call centre staff in the name of cheap entertainment. As well as all that, we have an old dothery man and an orgasming woman. Yeah, so there you go. All the boxes ticked there, I think. Let's do it. So from the 25th podcast onwards, we started getting guests on the show. A lot of them were from the folk club The Sun Inn that we've mentioned on previous podcasts. That was our regular folk club. So when we got these guests in, as well as talking about their inspiration and we, as well as hearing music from them, we also often played a series of games, including Kaplunk, Pop-Up Pirates, Gargling the Folk Song, and on this occasion we did word association. And the basic concept of the game was you have to think of a word, then someone else has to think of a word that is associated with that word but begins with the last letter of the previous word. So for instance, someone might say music, so that person has now got to think of an associated word beginning with C, the last letter of music. Cornet. So it's quite simple concept, really, but like most things on the Young'uns podcast, it's never straightforward. And also, when you've got someone like Michael Hughes in the group, it's inevitably going to fall into disarray pretty quickly.
Elephant.
Turtle.
Elephant.
You can't have the same one!
Maybe a different elephant. You can't have the same one.
No, that wasn't specified
start
in the rules. Okay.
Start the watch again. Here we go. Starting with elephant. We got the watch. We start
time
the four again.
Now. Go, go, go.
Elephant. Turtle.
Elastic.
What? How? How, Michael? How on earth? You can't gargle
that. I thought it was all right.
This is elastic. What's that going to do with the turtle?
Does it have to have something
to do with itself? Yeah, association. It's association.
Well, elastic turtle.
What's a turtle got to do with an elephant?
It's an animal. Oh, God. We have to explain, everyone. We could be here for hours.
In 2007, the Young'uns were involved in a competition, a New Roots competition. And basically, it gave opportunities to people who might have potential in the future to go on and do folk performances. And the prizes were slots at various folk clubs around the country. At this competition, incidentally, were people like Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts and Kieran Algar, who's nominated for this year's Folk Horizon Award, BBC Folk Awards, the Horizon Award, Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. And this competition took place in St Albans. And it was quite an arduous journey getting there because we decided to get the megabus from Newcastle to London and then make our way to St Albans via bus. If you're not aware of what the Megabus is, basically, it's a very cheap bus, and it's not brilliant conditions or anything like that. It's just a kind of an old, dilapidated coach, and it eventually gets you to where you want to go. But the redeeming feature of it is that it's very cheap. It was possible in those days to get from Newcastle to London for £1. So we got this bus, and it was quite a big, long journey. It was like 7 or 8 hours because we got stuck in traffic and stuff. And Sean wasn't feeling particularly good, and Michael wasn't feeling particularly good before we set off anyway. And so by the end of this journey, because they're in cramped conditions and it's quite hot and you're breathing in other people's fumes, by the end of it, by the time we got to London, Michael and Sean weren't feeling particularly good. Michael was feeling okay, but Sean was really ill. So we get to the competition, and myself from 2007 will now take up the story.
We start performing.
It was absolutely disgraceful. Sean lost his voice in the middle of the first song. He tried valiantly to do the second song, which is Sing John Ball. Didn't work whatsoever. Now, Sing John Ball would have been the worst choice to have picked, really, for our songs, because it's quite high and Sean does the high bit. But unfortunately, it had relevance to St. Albans, because John Ball, leader of the Peasants' Revolt, he was executed in St. Albans. It had poignancy, it had meaning, so he performed it. Wasn't a very good idea because Sean's voice lasted for about a bar. Which meant that Sean said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to sit down. I'm feeling a bit ill. Well, a bit ill. He was feeling very ill. So Sean sits down. After we'd done Sing John Ball, we thought, well, we need to do an emergency song. And I thought, to our recruiting sergeants. You know, you remember when we played that song on the podcast a few weeks back? We submitted it, that one, for the CD as well. So I told the anecdote about it being a Scottish song and what it was all about. And I thought, that's good, because Sean normally tells the anecdotes, but I've done really well here. I've told the anecdote. We had a keyboard as well. Someone would let us lend the keyboard. Everything was going brilliantly. And I'd just done my first little trill up the keys. Dr-ling, and I thought, this is going to be it. I could feel the nervous tension pulsating through my wrists. I knew that I was configured for this very moment. When Michael Hughes taps me on the shoulder and says, I don't know the words. He doesn't know the words. He performed that song. It's him who sings on the CD. He then has to announce that he doesn't know the words, we're not going to do that song. So I said to Michael, well, how come you knew them? How come you knew the words when you were, you know, doing it for the CD? Well, I read them off the website, didn't I? Oh, dear. After I've just done my anecdote, there wasn't any time to do another anecdote. So I just said, oh, we'll sing this, bugger it. We sang Pace Egging. And it went all right, but everybody in the audience was joining in, which is great. That's what we encourage. It's just the fact that the irony was that Sean Cooney, the only person in the audience, he wasn't joining in. He was the only person in the audience not joining in, and he was the member of the group. Everybody else was joining in. Brilliant. So there we are. It was a bit rubbish. And then the worst bit was the compliments afterwards, because everybody else was brilliant. So we'd say, oh, yes, that, well done, you were really good. And people would go, oh, so were you. Really enjoyed it. And I thought, you really don't have to reciprocate, my friends. There you are. That was the story of the rubbish competition. And then, to make matters even worse, we had to do the long journey back. As I mentioned on the first two podcasts, Sean wasn't really around much for the first Young'uns podcasts that we did. And the reason for that was because he was hitchhiking and busking around Greece and Ireland. And it was while in Ireland that he met up while busking with an Austrian film director who wanted to do a film about Sean on his busking. And the film was called Like a Rolling Stone, and it basically gives a profile of what Sean was up to, and I had an interview with a couple of other buskers as well. And I thought we might play some on this podcast, because when I was going through the podcasts and finding out what nuggets we could salvage, I thought this might be quite interesting, because it kind of gives maybe a little glimpse into the mind of the 2005-2006 Sean Cooney. So here's a couple of minutes from that film. In the last clip, you're going to hear a depressed-sounding Mr. Cooney. You'll all be suicidal by the time you've heard this. But before that, you'll be listening out for the orgasming lady. Sean's talking, and then there's just a woman, kind of, who sounds like she's having a little bit of a... Well, she sounds like she's enjoying herself while Sean's talking. Maybe Sean's doing something behind the camera. No idea. I can't see. So, you know, it could be quite an erotic scene for all I know. He doesn't sound like he's doing anything, but he might be just pleasuring a woman as he talks. Anyway, so this is a clip from Like a Rolling Stone, the film about busking featuring Mr. Sean Cooney from 2005-2006.
This summer, I've come to Ireland, a place where my ancestors are from and where I've been many times before, to try and make my way as a full-time busker. Recently graduated from uni, got no kind of plans of what I'm doing in the winter or whatever. I just thought, when the weather's nice, and I'll come over and I'll sing the songs that I love to sing, traditional ballads and folk songs, and see how far I get. I
find myself getting increasingly thrifty about the whole thing. If I'm not doing well, I'm thinking, oh, well, what, 10 euros, I'm going to get in a hostel for that, I'm going to have a beer with that, I'm going to do this,
yeah,
that. And then just think, well, come on, just sing yeah, because you love the songs or whatever, and you've wanted to do this for ages, so just do it and see what happens. I know a fellow, a fiddler, German fiddler who came over. He said when he came to Galway, he was so happy to be in Galway, back in Ireland. He'd been a few years ago, that he just set up and started playing. He didn't care about the money or anything. It was just brilliant, brilliant. And then he got increasingly disheartened as people walked past and passed and thinking, oh, does it really mean anything to these people? Well,
yeah.
You know, and that's... And this fellow I was telling about in Ennis, who was telling him, he said, well, no, you just stand there and you sing. And you make sure you give some to the people. Don't keep looking and say, oh, who's going to give me money? Who's going to give me? Just you're good. And if they want to, brilliant. But if they don't, then no, you're just be happy in yourself singing.
When I sing kind of less than 2 hours a day, and when I'm not kind of travelling, I'm just kind of drinking tea very slowly in pubs or reading. And so, yeah, no, it's a really nice kind of simple life in that sense. Since that, well, I'm only working is it less than 2 hours, so the rest of the day I can do what I want, riding outdoors, it's not expensive. So it's just, yeah, it's like sitting in a park of an afternoon and reading a book, you know, it's nice kind of gentle life, and like rather than kind of a 9-to-5 job, it's obviously making nowhere near the amount of money, but if at the moment you don't desire to spend it, then it seems, you know, okay, yeah. There's one thing about life, and if I got into that kind of 9-to-5 stuff, you know, it's work, 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 and then maybe your rewards are your weekends and your big holidays or whatever, and that's fine, and if you, and maybe you take early retirement and really enjoy it, but by then you're old and you've probably got used to just doing nothing in your spare time, I don't know.
Have no luck yet.
And when you think about it, just the whole... Well, life, you know, it's quite a depressing thing.
You're listening to Out With The Old, a look back on podcasts from August 2006 to August 2008. The first 100 Young'uns podcasts before we purge them from the internet. We are salvaging the nuggets of bearableness.
In South Australia I was born.
In a way, holy way.
In South Australia I came born.
Around the South Australia.
Holloway, you're all in care.
In a way, holloway.
Holloway, you'll hear me say.
Around the South Australia.
Go!
I shut her up, I shut her down.
In a way, holloway.
I shut her round the town.
God, we'd never be born.
We're bound to South Australia.
Holloway, you're rolling king.
In a way, holloway.
Holloway, you'll hear me sing.
We're bound to South Australia.
There we are, an old young'un's in the mix there, rapping and singing South Australia, the sea shanty, over The Prodigy. Now, we used to have a feature in the early days of the Young'uns podcast, which is called Character of the Week, where we talk about a character and maybe like an anecdote that had happened somewhere that someone had been involved in. So basically, we'd take a character and we'd say, this man is our Character of the Week because of this thing that he did, and we'd tell an anecdote that related to it. And often the characters were just people we'd seen in the street, or it might be someone we saw on the bus, or often it was just people from the folk club who did kind of surreal songs or did something weird. And one of those characters who regularly came up was Trevor Lister, who was a regular attender of the Sunnin, the Stockton Folk Club. And he would sing surreal songs, comedy songs, and tell poems and anecdotes and that kind of thing. But as well as, he was quite funny, but what was especially endearing about him was the fact that he was an old kind of, he was, well, he's still alive, or at least he is at the time of this podcast. This might kill him off. He's a kind of like an old dothery man, I think it's safe to say. And when he tells the stories, he's kind of, he often forgets what he was in the middle of saying or something like that. And he kind of had a propensity to cough. And so he'd often clear his throat. And then when he cleared his throat, the act of doing that would then put him off and he'd forget where he was. And literally sometimes. We thought, this would be hilarious. We've got to get him on the podcast and do a regular feature where it's just him trying to do poetry or trying to tell stories or trying to do something with his usual trade. But the reason we wanted to do it was because we wanted to get his usual trademark dotheriness, his ditheriness and dotheriness. But he does ditheriness and dotheriness. Very rarely do you get that in a character. You know, sometimes you'll just get the ones who do ditheriness, sometimes you'll just get the ones who do dotheriness. He was capable of doing both. So as you can see, an excellent acquisition for the podcast. So we're going to play a selection now of Trevor Lister's, call them highlights if you will. So we called the feature Lister's Laughs or Trevor's Titters. They had two names for the feature. We'd call him up and we'd just say, make us laugh, Trevor. And often we would laugh, but generally for the wrong reasons. So if you enjoy taking the piss out of a dithery dothery old man, then this is the perfect feature for you. Trevor's Titters. It's time for Trevor's Titters comedy. From Trevor Lister. Hello, can I speak to Trevor, please?
Yes, just speaking, please.
It's David Eagle, Michael Hughes.
Just turn the session.
I haven't finished. Michelle Cooney. Thank you. It's David Eagle, Michael Hughes and Sean Cooney. Why is it every Trevor gets on the phone? Hello, Trevor. Trevor's Titters. Yes. Well, we haven't got much time this week, but this week we're sort of rushing. So we're wondering if there's any way in which you can make us laugh in about just 30 seconds. You got anything up your sleeve, Trevor? For
Trevor's Titters. Man is living on.
It is not.
And 30 seconds.
30 no. seconds. Come on, rattle something up. You can do this.
I can't. Now, wasn't a young man of Dundee who was stung in the neck by a wasp. When they asked, does it hurt, he replied, not at all. He can do it again if he wants to. Did that make you laugh?
What the fuck?
What is that all about? What does it mean? It was good. It made us laugh. What does it mean?
It's a limerick without the rhyme.
It's a limerick in that game. So anyway, I'm just talking.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay. Also, have you played Pop-Up Pirates before?
Hey.
Have you ever played Pop-Up Pirates?
No.
The game. Right, well, basically, it's a sort of a cone shape, and we have to put daggers in, yeah? You stick plastic daggers in, and you've got a pirate, and when it pops up, that person has lost the game, okay?
Mm.
Now, I know you're not a betting man, but if you could take a bet, it's between Mike and I, who do you think will win this game? Who do you think has the sturdiest hand, Mike or myself?
I would think my money would be on Mike.
Hey! That means I'm blind, Trevor!
Okay.
All right, take care!
Right, bye!
Bye!
Bye, Trevor!
There he is, Trevor Lister.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Trevor Lister, please?
Yes, just one minute.
Thank you.
She doesn't want...
Hello? Hello, Trevor! Trevor? Yeah. There wasn't as much interrogation as there usually is. Normally when I ring and I get your wife, she asks who I am and there's a whole interrogation process. But
what is it?
It's David Eagle. Who is it?
Oh, no.
let's have a limerick. Let's have something. 30 seconds. Can he make us laugh?
Right.
Trevor's Titters. Well, that was short and sweet.
I can't do it in a short time.
Can you not? Well, how long can
oh, really?
How long can you do it in?
Oh,
how long does it take you to do it, Trevor?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? You haven't got that long. Is there nothing quick you can do?
Well, it was a young lady of Nottingham. No manners at all, she'd forgotten them. And take it to Vickers, she took off her knickers. She said she felt nothing. You rotten you are, dropping on me like this.
Trevor was a kind man. He's dying on the scene.
All his other wives came back to share the quap and tea. And they brought a lot of kids with them that looked a lot like me. Can you stop them there for a minute?
Okay. Music coming today. We'll be back for the next with part two. Part two of this excellent song, this exciting song. What will happen next? Will he try it with this ex-wife of his mother's? Let's find out. We'll be back after this cliffhanger.
Hello, my name is Jamie. I'm a digital engineer, and I'm listening to the Young Uns podcast.
And it's cheer up, me lads. Let your hearts never fail. For the Young Uns podcast's here, and it's going to prevail.
Back with Trevor Lister. Oh, the phone's ringing. Sorry about this. We will get this song. We will get this song done, but cliffhanger remains. Hello.
Hello, it's Tom calling back from Space Kitchens.
Space Kitchens?
Yeah, I've been chatting to one of my colleagues last night about the feature on promotion.
I think what you probably mean by chatting, my friend, is we had a little bit of a discourse which lasted probably about 30 seconds and which consisted of that your friend or colleague reading from a script and me trying to explain to him that I didn't have any time and I was very busy.
Well, if you're not interested, I won't.
I don't think I'm interested. No, I'm not interested. Is anybody else here interested? No, we're not interested. But can you do me a favour?
Okay, mate.
Can you do me a favour?
What?
Can you say, I'm so-and-so-and-so from Space Kitchens, and you're listening to the Young Uns podcast?
Pardon?
I'm so-and-so-and-so-and-so, whoever you are, from Space Kitchens.
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Young Uns podcast.
Youngins what?
Podcast.
Outcast.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Yes. Go. Go on. Rubbish. Oh, you good. Moron. Oh, idiot. Idiot. Space Kitchens. Nobody buy from them. A waste of space. That's what it is.
A waste of space.
Rubbish. Not in my kitchen. Right, Trevor, are you ready? Are you ready?
He's gone.
Where's he off? So let me just review what's happened here. This bloke who's died, he's a Mormon, but his mother never knew, and the kids never knew, and there's all sorts of stuff going on, as if that wasn't.
He's coming out.
This man's now one of the younger wives. He's saying, well, come away with me. The phone's ringing again. Will we ever get this song done?
Come on.
Cliffhanger remains. Hello? Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Mr. Eagle, please?
Yes, you're speaking to Mr. Eagle, yes.
Good afternoon to you, Mr. Eagle.
What's wrong with you people? Do you not like the Mormon song? You're determined. I've got someone here at the moment who's doing a bit of recording, and he's singing a song about Mormons, and you everyone keeps interrupting. But anyway, what do you want?
Sir, this is a survey.
Is it?
And I'm sorry if I am disturbing you.
Well, no, you're not, actually. You're probably making for a very entertaining podcast, so please, do continue. Do continue. What? Go on, ask me the questions. I don't mind. I'd like to participate in the survey. Go on, then. Question one.
Sir, I would like to ask if you have suffered an accident before so that we could help you for free.
So you want me to have an accident, and then you can help me for free. What will you do? Bandage me up?
Okay, if you had an injury or an accident before, we'll help you to get a claim that is legally for your.
I see. So you're the compensation.
And substantial cash.
So
we'll help you to get a claim.
The thing is, I'm sort of against this on ethical grounds, because I do feel as if we're living in a bit of a culture which is quite compensation happy. To be quite honest, I think it says a lot about the detriments of our society.
Question two.
Sir?
Yes.
Do you have any friends who had?
Do I have any friends? Is that something else?
Yeah.
Is that something else you can help me with? I'm feeling a little bit lonely. You can come round. I'm recording at the moment. Come round at 7 o'clock. I'll pass you over to one of my friends now. Okay. This is Trevor Lister. This is Trevor Lister. Okay. There you are, Trevor. You speak to the lady there. Here he is.
Thank you very much. I do not wish to have an accident. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. No. Here's Sean from Michael Hughes. Okay. This is another friend of mine.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Actually, sir, this is really a legal assistance to the public. We are helping those who had suffered an injury and no charge to be getting out. We will not get any charge from it.
No charge?
No charge?
We better get injured then.
We better get injured? Bloody hell, that's pretty good. Hang on a minute. Right, Michael, stand up, mate. Hang on a second, I am now pushing Michael over. He's injured. How do you feel, Michael?
I want to sue.
Right, you can sue me. Right, now you push me. Right, I'm injured now.
The other person has cleared.
Okay, she's gone. She's gone. We heard you the first time. Right, okay. Sorry about that, Trevor. We might get us. Here we go. We've had the cliffhanger. Will he accept this invitation? I don't think we're going to find out, to be honest, but we could fill in.
I'll never get to sing this song, folks.
Fill in your own gaps.
Yes, all his other wives came back. They came back, one and all. No, they didn't. Sorry, start again.
All right, again. It was cliffhanger. This song is cursed.
No.
Right. Trevor's going to drop down dead shortly. The song's never going to be finished.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, all his other wives came back.
Of course, it's Trevor's titters. Have you got anything to enlighten us with?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, I remember some of your old repertoire from when I've seen you. What about the sex survey, Trevor? What about the sex survey?
Eh?
The sex survey. The woman who it's 1952. The man.
You got the
It's the one where the woman comes in and says, I'm doing a survey on when people last had sex. That one.
Can't remember it.
am I going to tell you your own joke?
Yes, you had to go and tell my own joke.
I can't remember exactly. Basically, what happens is the man says, "Oh yeah, we want you to do some surveys," and she said, "Oh, it's okay, I'll ask anything." And she said, "Right, okay, I want to know when you last had when people last had sex. You have to go and interview them." So this person knocks. Interrupt me when you remember the joke. So this person knocks on the door. And says, and someone answers, it's an old people's home. And he answers, are you remembering it yet?
Vaguely.
Right, okay, well, just interrupt when you remember. And the man opens the door. Yes? Can I ask your residents a survey, please? She says.
I remember.
Yes, remember it. Right, interrupt me from here.
He comes to the door and he says, can I help you, madam? And she said, yes, I'm doing can you tell me what was the last time you had sex? And he said, 1949. She said, that's a long time ago. I don't know, it's only 2000 now.
Hey, 2000 hours. Hey, there we are. Well done, Trevor. You see, listeners, she meant the year, but he meant the time. There we are. Well, it's nice. Trevor, we should be a double act. Thank you very much for listening. From me, David Eagle.
It's your Cootie.
And me, Trevor Lister.
Goodbye.
Ta-da. Goodbye. Goodbye, 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 folks, goodbye. You're not joining in.
That was a solo bass. It's the Trevor Lister.
Oh, now we're extending the show to another hour. It's Trevor Lister. This is Goodbye Ballad.
Goodbye.
What's that song? What is it?
It was originally struck by Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it again? We'll try and join in this time.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Something like that.
Goodbye. And it's goodbye from me in 2014, saying we'll be back tomorrow with another Out With The Old podcast. Till then, goodbye.
I mean, when you think about it, just the whole life, you know, it's quite a depressing.
Happy New Year, everybody. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
I'm here today.